Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Hello, everybody. Thanks again to Heidi Moore, Brooke Gladstone, and Anna Sale for filling in while I was away on vacation over the last week or so. It's great to be back. They all did a great job, I heard, so thanks again. Now, tomorrow is primary day in Connecticut with the selection of Paul Ryan as Mitt Romney's running mate, injecting a last, at least potential, last-minute issue into the race to succeed Joe Lieberman. So we'll begin this hour by spending about 10 minutes with each of the two Republican candidates for that U.S. Senate seat, much on Ryan, considering the news, and a few other things. They are former pro wrestling magnate Linda McMahon and former Fairfield Congressman Christopher Shays. Linda McMahon is first. Ms. McMahon, so nice to have you back on WNYC. Thank you for doing this.
Brian, thank you for having me this morning. It's a pleasure.
And let me first get your reaction to Paul Ryan. Is he the Romney running mate you wanted to see?
Well, I certainly support Governor Romney's choice of Paul Ryan. I think they're going to have a bold leadership team. And so I look forward to the campaign going forward. I can tell you that there are some issues that I would disagree with. And I think that if we look at candidates who are in the race, here in Connecticut, if we look towards hopefully in the fall when we're looking towards the general election, there's only one candidate in our race who has already voted to cut benefits for Medicare, and that's Chris Murphy. And that's just something I would never do. I will not vote to cut benefits for our Medicare folks.
Chris Murphy is the potential Democratic nominee for this Senate seat if he beats Susan Bisowitz. If you were in Congress last session or in 2010, would you have voted for the Ryan budgets?
Well, as I said, I would not vote for anything that is going to cut, our benefits to our Medicare folks. I'm not going to vote for a budget to do that. While we need, to reform that, we just cannot do anything that's going to impact our seniors, today. They have counted on this. They had their, they've planned their futures, and it would just be unfair to undermine them. So I'm going to, hopefully move forward after tomorrow. I look forward to the race in the fall.
Well, the Ryan folks say that both the Republican budget and the Obama budget would cut $700 billion out of Medicare over the next 10 years. They would do it in different ways, but that one way or the other, that kind of cut is necessary to save Medicare from just going bankrupt. Do you disagree with that when you talk about not cutting it at all?
Well, when I say that I'm just not going to cut it for our seniors today, I'm not going to do that. Our seniors should not have to worry about their futures. And so I think that is a big issue for those who are really reliant onto that. And Congressman Murphy already voting for the Affordable Care Act, he has voted to cut those benefits, and I'm not going to do that. I have a plan to put people back to work. I think the issues that are going to be facing, that are facing, that we've been talking about, for the past several months, certainly throughout the course of this campaign, is how do we get people back to work and how do we turn our economy around? And that's why, I have a jobs plan to do that. And Congressman Murphy talks about his jobs plan being, work in progress. So I want to have a tax cut for the middle class. I want to make sure that they're the folks who are feeling the squeeze the worst. My plan does that, cuts taxes for folks here in Connecticut and across the country. But in Connecticut, it would put about $500 a month in the pockets of an average family of four in Connecticut starting next year. And I think that would be substantial. And I want to make sure that we're rolling back regulations. We are cutting taxes for our businesses so that they're competitive globally. And we have to make sure that our small businesses get help that they need. When I'm out talking to the folks here in Connecticut, that's exactly what they're concerned about.
Is there anything specific in the proposals that Paul Ryan is famous for that you would want to distance yourself from, or do you endorse his agenda without qualification?
No, I think I've been talking about, one of the biggest issues, and that is I'm not going to cut, our benefits to our seniors. I like the fact that Paul Ryan wants to balance the budget and he wants to reduce spending in government. I am clearly, for those things, and I, I will look forward to putting forth my plan. Mm-hmm.
But just to get as specific as we can, does that mean that you would vote against the current Ryan Wyden Medicare reform proposal if it came before you as a senator?
Listen, you know, even Mitt Romney has said that he's going to be running, you know, on his budget. And that's exactly, you know, what he's going to be running on. And I'm going to be pushing forward to pass the plan that I've spent a lot of time putting forth. And that is to cut taxes for our middle class and to turn our economy around and get people back to work. And I think that's a very doable plan. I have the skills, you know, as a CEO from the private sector to pull people together, to put teams together. And that's exactly what we're going to need to do in Washington, is to pull people from both sides so that we can push this ball down the field.
Does the addition of Ryan to the ticket present a challenge for you in November if you're the nominee? Running against the Ryan budget helped at least one Democrat, as you know, Kathy Hochul, win a special election in upstate New York recently. If Ryan is too radical for Syracuse and Buffalo, is he too radical for Connecticut?
Well, I think the people in Connecticut are really focusing on electing a senator here who is really representing, you know, their issues. And their issues are, you know, jobs and the economy. Some of the things that are part of the Ryan plan I can agree with. But it wouldn't be all of those plans. And again, even Mitt Romney has said they're going to run on his budget and his plan. And I've got a good, solid plan that I put forward. And I would like to I'm going to work very hard to get that passed.
Let me push this one step forward further. Here's a campaign commercial that Hochul ran against her Republican opponent in New York that tied him to Paul Ryan.
Jane Corwin said she would vote for the 2012 Republican budget that would essentially end Medicare. Seniors would have to pay $6,400 more for the same coverage.
I said tied him to Paul Ryan. Obviously, it was tied her, Jane Corwin, the Republican nominee in that race, to Paul Ryan. What would you say if your Democratic opponent runs an ad like that against you?
Well, I'm just going to continue to talk about the things that I believe are critical. And that is, one, that I don't want any senior in the state of Connecticut to be worried about their Medicare under any vote that I would take, because I am not going to vote to reduce their benefits. And I will stick very strongly to that. I'm going to continue to push, you know, the plan that I've put in place to get our people back to work. You know, Brian, it's really this, while we can focus for a bit, on specific issues, really what is facing our country is the full state of our economy and the fact that people aren't working. And we need to empower the workforce that we have and train our people, not only those who are in college. We are rapidly developing a generation without any skills. And as I have done job tours all over the state of Connecticut and talked to businesses, you know, they need machinists. They need carpenters, electricians, and plumbers. And we are not developing those skills as well as, you know, our IT skills for the businesses that we have here.
So do you want more federal spending on education?
I want for us to make sure that the dollars that we are spending are spent in the best way. I think education is best done closest to the student. I don't think one size fits all. I'd like to keep more of the money, in our states and in our cities to educate our folks. We need, we need a good national standards and curriculum, but we need to educate our kids, you know, closer in their communities. One size does not fit all from Washington.
One more thing. Connecticut is such a blue state. You have a Democratic governor who prides himself on being the anti-Chris Christie, a Democratic state legislature, a Democratic House delegation. Joe Lieberman, as an independent who caucuses with the Democrats, is about as conservative as elected Connecticut politicians seem to get right now. In that political environment, why do you think you have a better chance than your opponent, Christopher Shays, who had a long record and reputation as a moderate in Congress, to defeat a Democrat in November?
Well, I am an independent thinker, and I believe that there is a very bright line difference between Congressman Shays and also Congressman Murphy and myself, and that is that I come from the private sector. And what the folks here in Connecticut are telling me is this: that they want a different steward. They want someone who has walked in their shoes. When I talk about the fact, you know, that I've started a business, but that I've been bankrupt, that I've lost everything, but I've had the opportunity to come back, and I want to make sure that we're preserving America's promise for opportunity. And they are so tired of the same old, you know, politicians who've created this mess we're in, sending them back to fix it now. And when folks will ask me, well, isn't it better to have someone that's got, you know, the Washington know-how to hit the ground running? And I'm saying, is that working now? It's not. That's why I think we do need more business people and people from the private sector who get what it's like, you know, to make a payroll and to take those challenges and to have risks and failures. And that's what I am hearing when I'm talking to the folks in our state.
Linda McMahon running in the primary to be the nominee from the Republican Party for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Joe Lieberman. That primary is tomorrow. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Brian, very much. Nice to talk to you this morning.
Same here. And to Linda McMahon's opponent in the Republican Senate primary in Connecticut tomorrow, former Fairfield Congressman Christopher Shays. Congressman Shays, welcome back to the program. It's been
a
while.
Brian, it's great to be on your program, and I've been on a number of times throughout the years, but not during the last 4 years.
That's right.
I haven't been in Congress during the last 4 years.
And did you want to emphasize that point? Because she was talking about the difference between herself as someone in business.
I want to emphasize a lot of points. First off, I haven't been there when there have been trillion-dollar deficits. I've been part of the solution, not part of the problem. I didn't help create this mess that she describes, and it is a mess, and it's why I'm running. I want to end the insanity that's going down there. And let me just say to you, I've often gone against the popular view to get our country's financial house in order, and I couldn't be more eager to take my experience and use it during the next 6 years. And I'm just looking for one six-year term. That's what we need. We need to get our financial house in order and our country back on track, and we don't have more than 6 years to do it.
Paul Ryan today talks about being embarrassed for some of the votes that he cast during the Bush administration that helped to run up the deficit, like taking the Afghanistan and Iraq wars off budget, quote-unquote, voting for the Medicare prescription drug program, and even the Bush tax cuts with respect to their impact on the deficit, though he's certainly for the tax cuts. Did you vote for all those things, and do you have any similar regrets or embarrassment?
Well, I didn't vote for all the budgets. In fact, in 2004, I was vice chairman of the committee, and I wanted to restore the powers of the budget committee, sequestration and PAYGO, and Tom DeLay took it out of the budget that we had sent to the House floor, and I said, if you don't get us a separate vote, I'm voting against our budget. And the bottom line, I wasn't reappointed to the budget committee because I didn't support what my folks were doing. They were just simply spending too much.
Let me get your reaction to Paul Ryan. Is he the Romney running mate you wanted to see?
I have so much respect for this man. I mean, think about it. The Senate hasn't passed a budget in 1,202 days. The House has. They've come forward with a proposal. It's the only thing that people can look at. And so you have Democrats criticizing his budget, and they haven't even bothered to pass one. And you have Linda McMahon basically not answering your questions. So would I vote for his budget over nothing? Of course. Could I make it better? Absolutely. But you know what I want to emphasize is, I think Linda McMahon almost sounds like the Democrats going after the Republicans. She's implying that Republicans want to cut Medicare, Social Security, and Medicaid for present-day seniors, and we don't. We don't want to do that. We're focused primarily on those who are under age 55, and we're looking to reform and preserve Social Security so they have it, and Medicare so they have it. And if we don't have reforms, they won't have it. That's the reality. That's the truth-telling that's absent in Ms. McMahon's conversation.
So you're willing to get specific in a way that she wasn't quite and say, if you were in Congress last session or in 2010, that you would have voted for the Ryan budgets?
I would have voted that over the alternative, which was to just keep doing what we're doing. Do I think we could make it better? If I was in the House and I was working on the budget with him, I think I might have had some influence in making some changes that would have made it a better budget. But, I mean, we are headed in a very bad direction, and it doesn't need to be this way. We need to first grow the economy, Brian. We need to get back to 4% growth, which is what we had for almost 200 years on average. And 4% growth means your economy doubles every 18 years. It means that the promise of America, that every generation will live better financially than the previous one. But we're not hearing that now because we have a president who's in just dividing the pie and redistributing the money and not growing the economy.
As I asked Ms. McMahon, is there anything specific in the proposals that Ryan is famous for that you would want to distance yourself from?
You know what? I'm not going to go down where I want to distance. I will say to you that I would make some amendments to his Medicaid, but I do think Medicaid should be dealt with on the state level. I think the primary responsibility of the federal government is Social Security and Medicare. So I do think that the states have to have some bigger influence on what happens on Medicaid.
Since you brought up Medicaid, here is the Democratic Lieutenant Governor of California, Gavin Newsom, on ABC This Week yesterday, saying what he thinks would happen in his state if the Romney-Ryan budget ideas on Medicaid are enacted.
But what happens when you cut Medicaid in states like California, that ultimately is going to inert costing literally millions of people to drop off Medicaid. What happens in states? They're going to have pressure on their revenue, probably see tax increases in the state. So all they're doing is shifting the balance sheet from one balance sheet to another, rather shifting the burden to one balance sheet or another.
So granted, that's
I don't buy that. And first off, let's just remember, California is probably one of the worst states in the entire union in terms of how it handles its money, how it spends its money, how it raises its taxes. California is kind of taking the rest of the country down. No, what we want is we want them to start to get at the programs that have been overly generous in California. We want them to start getting at the waste, and you're more apt to get at the waste on the state level than the federal government. So, no, I think the state should have a better role,
but
and I think California should do a better job of running their government.
Is there that much waste in Connecticut's Medicaid program that if the plan was enacted, as I've seen it written up, where 25% was cut from what the federal government spends on Medicaid for Connecticut, and it was turned over to the state to administer as Hartford sees fit, that would not...
25% is not happening right away. It's 25% on the growth, I think, that you'll find. So, I mean, there's a lot more to this story. But all I'm saying to you is, and, you know, I hope to win this election tomorrow. I hope that people are going to choose experience over someone who spent $65 million just being a storyteller. I hope someone is focused on her plan. Her plan was totally taken apart by folks. It doesn't give you $500 a month, and if it did, how would you even pay for it? But it doesn't. So she's just really telling you things that, frankly, are not accurate. She's failed to meet with the press. She's failed to meet with editorial boards. It's why I have been endorsed by every editorial board that has made a decision on this race. And what they've liked is they've liked my straight talk. They like the fact that I have a very real plan to grow this economy, downsize the government 20%. You asked me what I liked about his plan. One of the things is he wants to reduce the size of the federal government by 20%. Four people leave, you hire one person. Four people leave, you hire one person. If an agency is too big, you move them to another agency or department that needs the employees. We've got to start talking, you know, some real straight talk with folks. But in the end, if we grow this economy, Brian, that's the only thing, by the way, that will save Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid for the future. That's the absolutely only thing that will save it.
Last question, and you heard me ask Ms. McMahon about Connecticut being such a blue state. You have a Democratic governor who prides himself on being the anti-Chris Christie, a Democratic state legislature, a Democratic House delegation. Joe Lieberman as an independent who caucuses
right
with the Democrats is as conservative as Connecticut seems to get right now and its elected officials. In that political environment, do you embrace the label that I put on you to her as somebody who has a long, moderate record and therefore more able to beat a Democrat in November?
my record is there for everyone to see. I represented the state for 21 years. I reached out to both sides of the aisle. I confronted my own leadership when I thought they were wrong and supported them when I thought they were right. But, you know, I've won 18 elections, and I know that one of the reasons we are an all-blue state is because Linda McMahon was the candidate last time, lost by 12%, 138,000 votes, brought down two congressional races, and we failed to win the governorship because she thought she could literally buy the election for $50 million. People have in Connecticut an opportunity to make history. They can show experience trumps $65 million. That's what they can show tomorrow. It'll shock the nation, but it won't shock me.
Tomorrow, primary day in Connecticut. We heard last Thursday from the two Democrats in that race for the nomination to for the seat that Joe Lieberman is retiring from. And now we've just heard the two Republicans, Linda McMahon and Christopher Shays. Congressman Shays, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And coming up next, the future is coming to Starbucks, paying with your mobile phone without even taking it out of your pocket. Stay with us.